Victory in Christ. Chapter 4. He saves me. Jesus loved me and died for me. Jesus was raised from the dead, ascended to heaven, and now lives as my personal Savior. In him I have redemption, even the forgiveness of my sins. With him I have fellowship day by day, as I live with him and walk with him. I recognize his presence with me, and I depend upon him to keep me from doing anything contrary to his blessed will. I have surrendered to him. I have definitely accepted his will in all things, and he fulfills his promises to me. In the joy and comfort of his love I go forward from day to day. This is what I mean when I say that he saves me. I have not reached heaven yet, and it depends upon my daily choice whether or not I ever enter in through the gates into the city. But I know that I enjoy the blessing of present salvation through my acceptance of Jesus as the Lord of my life, and I trust him moment by moment. Not for worlds would I exchange it, this sweet faith in thee. Earthly treasure cannot equal all thou art to me. I have found that. It is not enough to believe about him. You must believe in him. The difference may seem small, a mere change in a word, but it is vital. I can believe about Christ with my mind, but to be saved by him, I must believe in him with my whole heart. I am fully assured that what he has promised, he is able also to perform, and I yield myself that he may perform in me the good thing that he has promised. This is the basis of my Christian experience. My effort is directed not toward doing things myself, but toward not hindering Jesus from doing. My only fear is lest I should in some way lose my personal fellowship with him, for I know that as long as that is fully maintained, he will take care of the rest. He will work in me, both to will and to do, if I say to him from the depths of my heart, "Thy will be done." This is not a sentimental religion. This is not a life of selfish ease and enjoyment. This means complete devotion and going about doing good, but it is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me.